The book of Leviticus 27:30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. The tithe, again, is what is holy to the Lord, and that which is holy requires knowledge of how you're supposed to treat it. First, I wanted to focus on the definition itself. The tithe of the seed and the tithe of the fruit. The tithe of the seed affects our future harvest. The tithe of the fruit identifies our reality. Tithes and offerings doesn't just show us our current harvest, but also affects our future harvest. And so every time we honor God, we don't just honor Him with tithes. We honor Him with tithes and offerings. In other words, we can show before the Lord that the Lord has blessed us with not just tithes, but more than that also. Let's look at seven definitions of the tithe that our precious pastor and apostle provides. First, the commandment of the tithe tells a man about who the legitimate or actual owner of this wealth or riches is, and who they need to belong to as well. 1 Corinthians 10:26, for the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. We know, and we are familiar with the phrase, when Moses came to the Pharaoh and said that everything God is doing through me, it's so that you would know that the earth is the Lord's and not yours, Pharaoh. And we also need to remember that all the blessings with which the Lord blesses us, they are the blessings of God, and He is the spring of them, the wellspring. Second, the offering of tithes gives man the opportunity to honor God and to acknowledge his authority over him. Proverbs 3:9-10, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. In other words, to honor is to give weight to your words. In prayer, we say a lot of words, but honoring the Lord with our tithes is to give it weight, the words that we say, state to God, that we say to God. This will allow then God to honor us in the harvest. We honor God, and God will absolutely honor us. The third is the offering of the tithes gives man the opportunity to demonstrate his love to God and his obedience. It gives God the ability to bless us with every spiritual blessing. Malachi 3:10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And so we see that we can demonstrate our love to God and acknowledge His authority over ourselves when we begin to honor God with our tithes and our offerings. And the scriptures say, thus says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is the God of the armies of heaven. Interesting. If I do not honor God, the Lord of hosts, then he'll behave as David, who came into the house, was going to the house of Nabal to destroy everybody. And we see that when Abigail honored David with the gifts, then he respected her, honored her. And so when we're talking about tithes, we are collaborating with the name of God, Lord of hosts, the war commander or military commander of the armies of heaven. Fourth, the offering of tithes, Apostle Arkady writes, gives man the opportunity to come into the courts of the Lord. And the fifth and sixth also are contained here as well in this place of Scripture, Psalm 96:8-9. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. bring an offering and come into his courts, or worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And so we need to offer our tithe to the Lord, which allows us to come into the courts of the Lord. Well, we can say that. Well, I never honor God with tithes and offerings, but I without problem come into these courts. No, it only appears that way. Your body came in, maybe, but your spirit and soul remain outside. In this place of scripture we just read, we also find the fifth. The offering of tithes gives man the opportunity to give God glory. In this place it says, give to the Lord the glory due his name, bring an offering and come into his courts, or worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We give the Lord glory. Sixth, the offering of tithes gives man the opportunity to worship God in the beauty of holiness. Also it says, as it says, give to the Lord the glory due his name, and it says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And you worship him when you give your gifts to God and begin to honor God with your tithes and offerings. Here we come into his courts, we give him glory, and we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And seventh, the offering of tithes, Apostle Arkady writes, gives God the opportunity to protect and heal man from the curse of poverty, and give man authority or power over money. 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. We know that authority over money is the root of all good. And right now, we will sing a psalm and thank God that we are able to honor God with our tithes and our offerings, and simultaneously in this honoring of God, we can demonstrate our love and we can demonstrate his authority over us as the Lord of hosts. And what is interesting, this will allow God to, from his side, demonstrate his love toward us, and so that he can honor us. He will honor us, and he will fulfill the words that he has spoken about us. And today, before we leave our church, he will prove that he is not in debt to us. The Lord is one who does not want to remain indebted to us. He will honor us today with the word of God, and in the future services, and in other areas as well. Let us stand up and sing. Let us take part in this wonderful service.
Тебя золота и серебра, и богиня обобравшая чиста. Oh,
окруженный ты враждой, все закрыто пред тобой. Помни, Бог открыл тебе небес врата. Он поможет и поймет, сохранит среди невзгод. Свое время положи у ног Христа.
Let us stretch out our right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.